whimper. Be a fucking man, damn it, do something, save yourself. But it was no use. I'm going to die here. You can't die here. You've come too far, fought too damn hard, for nothing. I'm going to die here. He was so cold. He could feel the icy concrete through his thin sweater and socks. They'd taken his parka and his shoes. Both were new, too. New to me, anyway. He'd bought them at the thrift store just last week. He'd paid his spring tuition and had just enough left over to buy some winter clothes, because nothing from the year before fit anymore. Because I finally grew. He'd waited for years to be big enough to fight back. Finally, he was. And some asshole shoves a smelly rag in my face and I'm down for the fucking count? Who? Who could do this? Who the fuck would want to? It wasn't robbery. After he'd bought the parka and shoes at the thrift store, he'd only had 20 bucks in his pocket. And those were his tips from the dinner rush. Everything else, all $142.06 that he had left in the world, was in his checking account. Nobody in his right mind would want to rob him, and the one person who hated his guts was in jail. That sick bitch was in jail, wasn't she? New panic, layered over the old. The judge had sent her away for 15 years. It had only been 3. Oh God, if she gets out, I'm dead. Andy began to panic.